Phil Goodwin, speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castile. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, and their guest, the star of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, Madame Curie, Walter Pigeon, with Jimmy Cash, Felix Mills, and his orchestra. And now, meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, it's morning in the Burns house, and George is upstairs dressing. Gracie is just answering the front door.
Gracie, look out your living room window, quick.
Well, Blanche, what is it?
A new neighbor's moving in next door to you, and wait till I tell you who it is, you'll die.
Who is it?
Walter Pigeon.
Walter Pigeon, the actor?
Uh-huh.
You mean Mr. Greg Austin?
Yes, aren't you thrilled to death?
Oh, I should say I am. Oh, I just adore him on the screen. Why, when the bombs are exploding all around him and his house is being blown up, nobody could light a pipe like he can.
I know, he's so romantic.
Oh, yes. Look, here comes his living room furniture. Oh, look. See, there's his bookcase.
Uh-huh. That's a pretty coffee table, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And I just love that ridge lamp.
Gracie, look.
Oh, and it looks like such a comfortable sofa.
You're telling me.
We used to have one just like that at home before I got married.
Yeah, but you had George on it.
Well, of course I did. And I wouldn't trade one George Burns for 20 Walter Pigeons.
Well, that's what makes horse racing.
I guess it's just a matter of taste. You like one thing and I like George.
Oh, look, Gracie. Here comes his bedroom furniture.
Oh, yeah, and there's his bureau.
And the top drawer is open. Oh, my, did you see what just fell out?
Oh, yes. Oh, he wears cute ones, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, they are cute.
Oh, I've been dying for George to get some like those. He wears the long, droopy kind.
Well, maybe they just look droopy on George.
Oh, Blanche, look. Look right there. It's him, Walter Pigeon himself, see?
What a man.
Yeah, he is kind of cute looking, isn't he? That brown hair, those white teeth, those blue eyes.
Yeah, same coloring as my husband. Only he has blue eyes, white hair, and brown teeth.
Well, there he goes into the house. Oh, I wouldn't dream of spying on him in his house, would you?
Oh, no, of course not.
It wouldn't be nice.
No.
I'll get my binoculars.
Hey, what are you two doing at the window? Snooping, eh? Shame on you.
Well, George, a glamorous movie star, is moving in next door. I was just going to get the binoculars.
Movie star? Well, well. I'll get the binoculars. Who is she?
Walter Pigeon.
Snooping, eh? Shame on you.
Well, I think I'll be running along, Gracie. It was wonderful seeing Walter Pigeon so close up.
Well, glad you enjoyed it, Blanche. Give my regards to your husband.
I will, Gracie, if I ever decide to go home again.
Come away from that window, sweetheart.
Ah, jealous, huh?
No. Should I be?
Oh, of course not. Why, you're much better looking than Walter Pigeon.
Oh, now, Gracie.
Oh, I mean it, George. Well, when you smile and your nose wrinkles up, it's just too cute for words.
Really?
Yes. It's even cute when you stop smiling and it just hangs there.
Yeah, pretty.
Walter Pigeon, I'll take George Burns. Life with you is just like a beautiful fairy tale.
Oh, please.
Oh, yes, it is. I often play a game when men whistle at me on the street. I pretend they're wolves and I'm Little Red Riding Hood and I'm hurrying home to you, my dear old grandmother.
Must be fun.
Good morning, folks.
Why, Bill?
Oh, Bill, guess what? We've got a new next-door neighbor, Walter Pigeon.
Really?
Say, you know, I think I'll drop in and tell him about Swan, the new white floating soap. That'll kind of establish me as a bird lover.
A bird lover?
Well, George, think of the headline. Bill Goodwin gets pigeon to bathe with Swan.
Oh, Judge. Doesn't Bill say the cute things?
Yes, he's a second Ben Turpin.
Well, of course, I'll tell him that Swan's not only great for his bath and for his hands and face, but it's great for bathing a baby and perfect for dishes and light laundry. Swan is 4 swell soaps in one, a great wartime buy.
Well, I'm glad Mr. Pigeon's a bachelor, Bill. Now you'll have somebody to pal around with.
Say, that's right. Gee, Pigeon and I can have some real fun together. Double dates, you know? I know a couple of sisters. Beautiful apartment, champagne, home-cooked meal. And after dinner...
Yeah?
That is, if we play our cards right...
Mm-hmm.
They let us wash the dishes with Swan.
Oh, joy supreme.
Well, George, it's a real kick to wash the dishes with Swan, a kick to see those loads and loads of suds, and to know that Swan is so mild and gentle, your hands won't get that rough red dish panty look.
Well, it's time for me to get to the office. Goodbye, sweetheart.
Bye, dear.
And while I'm gone, you two let Pigeon alone. Don't annoy him. And Gracie, above all, don't try to get him married to Tootsie Sagwell. Goodbye.
Bill,
huh?
Doesn't George get the best ideas? Hand me the phone.
Okay, here you are.
Hello? Hello, Tootsie? Tootsie, this is Gracie. Now, listen carefully. How would you like to marry Walter Pigeon? Oh, dear.
What happened,
a
Gracie?
A short circuit. I guess she drooled on the wires.
Our popular young tenor, Jimmy Cash, and a new ballad that's rising in popularity, When They Ask About You.
When I go for a walk and meet old friends we knew, we sit around and talk, then they ask about you. What's the good if I say that you and I are through? I tell them you're away when they ask about you. They wonder where we've been and why we never thought. I take it on the chin until the teardrops fall. They don't mean to be smart, but if they only knew, they're stepping on my heart when they ask about.
For goodness sake, calm down. The way you act, Walter Pigeon wouldn't even speak to you.
Oh, I don't care. I'd be satisfied just to squeeze him and listen to him grunt.
Now, Tootsie, that's just why we've always failed before. You rush men so. Now, this time I have everything planned.
Well, Gracie, how are you going to get him to propose?
Well, I'm going to put him under obligation to me.
How?
Well, neighbors borrow things, don't they?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to lend him an egg, and then he'll have to do me a little favor and marry you.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
Thank you, Tootsie. Now, I'll take an egg and be on my way. And don't worry, in no time at all, you'll be Mrs. Tootsie Walter Sagwell Pigeon.
Yes?
Hello, Mr. Pigeon. I'm Mrs. Burns, your next-door neighbor. Would you like to borrow this egg?
No, thank you very much.
Oh, you're making a big mistake. Eggs are very good for you.
Perhaps.
Oh, they're full of all sorts of healthy things, like vitamins and chickens.
Mrs. Burns, I don't want to borrow an egg.
No egg?
No egg. If I find I need one, I'll send to the store.
Oh, don't do that. It's dangerous.
Dangerous?
Well, certainly with the shortage of materials. Who knows what they're making eggs out of these days?
But,
now,
Burns,
this is a real egg. Pre-Pearl Harbor.
A bit ripe, wouldn't you think?
Well, just mellow. Here, take it.
No, thanks. I appreciate your good neighbor spirit, but really, I don't want to borrow your egg.
No egg.
No egg. Good day, Mrs. Burns.
Good day, Mr. Pigeon. Don't hesitate to call me if you want to borrow an egg.
Any luck?
Oh, darn it, no. I couldn't lend him a thing. He seems to have everything.
You said it.
And I thought sure I could tempt him.
Well, Tondaleo didn't have any trouble tempting him.
Oh, Tondaleo. That native girl in White Cargo.
Yes, the one who wore the sarong.
Oh, so that's what he likes. Oh, I've been beast.
Yeah. Lovely, lovely bean.
Tondaleo, huh? I'll be right back.
Oh, it's you again.
Big white stranger like them eggs.
What?
Eggs. Good to eat. Come from birds. You want them, me got them.
Mrs. Burns, just why are you talking like a travelogue?
Me native girl. Live on island.
What island?
Catalina.
Are you asking me or telling me?
Me telling you. Like a meg?
Really, you shouldn't run around like they in the neighborhood acting like this. What will your husband say?
You mean Paleface?
Well, you know him better than I do.
He no care. Want a meg?
No, I don't want a meg.
Egg make white stranger strong. Put hair on chest.
Why don't you give it a pale face?
No got him chest.
I see.
Beautiful, gorgeous, stunning native girl. Give white stranger one more chance to borrow egg. What say, white stranger?
Aloha, Mrs. Burns.
No, Cynthia. I guess he's tired of Tondaleo. Who else has he been running around with?
Well, Mrs. Miniver.
Oh, yes. He borrowed from her. They used to be married.
Sure.
Let me see. She was English, wasn't she?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll be right back, Cynthia.
Oh, no, not you again.
Are you there?
What?
Are you there?
Well, don't you see me?
The fog, old boy. Thick as consomme. Can't see my jolly old digits in front of a jolly old puss.
Are you British now?
Rightfully. Care to borrow a spot of egg?
Oh, that egg again. No, I don't want it.
Delicious with crumpets and a cup of petrol?
No, thanks. I like my petrol without egg.
Amusing chaps, you Americans.
Mrs. Burns, why are you working so hard to get me to borrow that egg?
Because you blimey well need it, old cricket. You look a bit pico today.
Pico?
Yes, tired as an old tea bag. Beastly jolly, eh, what?
More beastly than jolly. But I definitely do not want the egg. Now, if you don't mind...
Cigarette.
What?
Cigarette.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mitch.
Thanks.
Thank you.
No.
Cat.
Mrs. Burns, once and for all, I don't want to borrow an A. Now, cheerio.
Are you there?
You don't have to tell me. I can see by your face.
Mrs. Miniver didn't work either.
Gracie, the title of his latest picture is Madame Curie.
Madame Curie. Au revoir, Tootsie.
I left the door open. What is it this time?
French.
French?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Would the Yankee like to borrow la egg?
All right, Mrs. Burns. You win. Give me the egg.
There. Well, now that I've done you a favor, will you do a little favor for me?
What is it?
Drop over to the house and marry my girlfriend.
Marry your girlfriend?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes.
You don't believe in long engagements, do you?
No. Will you marry her?
No, thank you.
Well, that's gratitude for you. After pestering me all day to borrow an egg.
Yeah. I did hound you, didn't I? But the answer is still no, even if you throw in a rasher of bacon.
Well, Mr. Pigeon, won't you at least come over and meet Tootsie?
No, thanks. Is this Tootsie between the ages of 20 and 35?
Yes.
Has she had at least 2 years of high school?
Oh, yes, at least 2 years in each class.
I think I would like to meet Tootsie.
Oh, good. Well, come for dinner at 6:00.
Very well, I'll be there.
Oh, dear. With an extra dinner guest now, I'll need another egg. May I borrow one from you?
Yes. I just happen to have one on me.
Oh.
Felix Mills and his orchestra with a special Mills treatment of this lively air, Canadian Capers.
Tootsie Sagwin and Walter Pigeon to dinner. Didn't I tell you not to annoy Pigeon with that broken-down dame? Didn't I tell you that Tootsie should...
Oh, George, please, remember your appendix.
My appendix was taken out for... has been taken out for 5 years.
Well, poor Tootsie hasn't been out for 10.
Well, never mind. You're calling this dinner off.
All right, if you don't want to sing in pictures.
Tell Pigeon you...
What was that?
Mr. Pigeon is coming over just to hear your voice.
Oh, so that's it, huh? Probably wants me to sing in one of his pictures.
Well, sure, you have a remarkable voice. The kind that puts people right in the mood of your song.
It does?
Yes. Remember at Bill's party you sang Leave Me and Love Me or Leave Me?
Uh-huh.
Well, while you were singing, I loved you and everybody else left you.
So Pigeon wants to hear my voice, huh? Well, okay, he'll have a chance to hear it.
Come in. Oh, good evening, Mr. Pigeon. This is my husband, George Burns.
How do you do, Mr. Burns? How do you do, Mr. Pigeon? How do you do? How do you do, Mr. Pigeon? How are you? An attractive house you have here, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, thanks. It's not very big, but we're crazy about it.
Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. May I open a window?
No, see here.
I'd like to light my pipe, but I don't want to get the room all smoky.
Oh, that's it.
Mm. Where do they go, those smoke rings I blow each night? Oh, those smoke rings. Happy little fellow, isn't he?
Yes, he sings.
He does?
Oh, yes, I got a special little number worked up. Would you like to hear it?
Swell.
Say, have you ever been away?
Hello, folks.
Oh.
Walter Pigeon.
Oh, yes. Walter, this is Bill Goodwin.
How do you do?
I'm glad to meet you.
Sit down, Bill. I'm going to sing a little song for Walter.
Oh, great, George.
Say,
ever heard George sing before, Walter?
No.
Oh, has a magnificent voice. Go ahead, George.
Say, have you ever been away?
Get that high note, Walter.
Say,
pure as a bar of swan. And swan's pure as fine Castiles.
Now, Bill, don't start with that. Tell him about swan later.
Oh, well, sure, George. Remind me to tell you later, Walter, about swan being the new white floating soap that's four soaps in one. The soap for bathing the baby, for your own hands and face, or for dishes and light laundry. Four swell soaps in one.
Bill, don't tell him about swan. Now, wait till I finish my song.
Oh, well, sure, George. Go ahead.
Say, have you ever been away?
Walter, when he finishes this song... are you going to hear something? I'm going to tell you why so many doctors recommend swan for bathing the baby. Because it's so mild, it's kind even to a little baby's tender skin. And since swan is so mild, it must be swell for your hands and face, your complexion.
Look, Walter, do you want to hear Bill talk about swan soap, or would you rather hear me sing?
Bill, I understand swan breaks in two.
Oh, no.
You're absolutely right, Walter. Swan does break in two, so you can put half in the bathroom for your hands and face, tub, or shower, and half in the kitchen for dishes and light laundry.
Are you through?
Yes.
Now, if you open your yap once more, I'm going to throw you out.
Say, have you ever been away?
George.
Say,
George.
Oh.
You hurt my feelings. I'm going home.
Down that guy anyway. I'm sorry, Walter. Well, now I can do it right.
Say, have you ever been away?
No, but it's a wonderful idea. Goodbye, everybody.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. After all, you came over here to hear me sing.
I came over here to hear you sing. Whatever gave you that idea?
Gracie, didn't you tell me that...
My dinner's ready. I can smell the water boiling.
Walter, what did you come over for?
Well, I'm very interested in a girl named Tootsie Sagwell.
Walter, things can't be that bad with you.
You don't understand, George. I'm doing some special recruiting for the Waves.
Oh, you want Tootsie to join the Waves?
Of course. And from what your wife told me of her, she loved the Navy.
She already does.
It's the back door, dear. I'll answer it.
Am I late? Is he still here? And how do I look?
No, yes, and peculiar. What have you done to yourself?
Well, I said to myself, Tootsie, what's weird garden got that you haven't got? So I bought a red wig.
Oh, it's simply marvelous. Honestly, if Greer Garson didn't look the way she looks, and you didn't look the way you look, nobody could tell you apart.
Oh, how wonderful. Where is Mr. Pigeon? Let me add him.
Oh, right in here. Well, Walter, I guess I don't have to tell you who this is.
Of course not. Hello, Harpo.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, Mr. Pigeon, this is Tootsie Sagwell.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Miss Sagwell.
Oh, Mr. Pigeon, it's really you. I can hardly believe my eyes.
I'm having a little trouble, too.
George, let you and I go into the next room. Walter probably wants to be alone with Tootsie.
No, don't leave. What I have to say to Tootsie, I want the whole world to hear. May I ask you a few questions, Tootsie?
Oh, sure.
Are you between the ages of 20 and 35?
Uh-huh.
Well, does she have to tell you how far between?
No. That's all right. And you're single, naturally?
Naturally.
Naturally. Although that doesn't matter. If you were married and had no children under 18, you'd still be eligible.
I would?
Sir? Now, Tootsie, I want you to understand the problem. Every day, more and more sailors are leaving their posts to carry men and materials overseas. The situation is really desperate.
You're telling her.
Oh, gee, Mr. Pigeon, imagine you picking me out of all the women in this country.
Oh, I don't want only you, Tootsie. I want thousands of women.
Thousand? Yeah. Mr. Pigeon, don't you think you're biting off a little more than you can chew?
I'm not asking anything for myself, Gracie. It's for Uncle Sam.
Oh, well, I like that. Let your uncle get his own women.
Walter, you better explain just what you want Tootsie to be.
Why, a wave, Tootsie, of course.
A wave?
Yes. And every woman who is eligible should join. It's a fine way to share the experiences and adventures of her fighting brothers and friends who are now in the armed forces.
Well, all right. Tootsie can become a wave and a bride on the same day.
Bride?
Well, yes. Now, let's eat before the ceremony. You don't want to marry Tootsie on an empty stomach.
I certainly don't, or any other way.
Well, you will before I'm through. As long as you live next door to me, I'll be at your house every single day until you decide to be more neighborly.
Well, in that case, Mrs. Burns, I'd better run along. I have to get up very early tomorrow morning.
Oh, really? Why?
It's moving day again. Goodbye.
George and Gracie will be back in just a moment. Friends, we have as our guests next week lovely Loretta Young and the following week, Charles Boyer. And now, before George and Gracie return, I've time to remind you that you can't be too careful when it comes to choosing the soap for your baby. So better think twice and choose Swan. Lots of doctors and nurses recommend Swan. They know it's pure, pure as fine Castile. And they know, too, that Swan is mild, so gentle, that it will not irritate your baby's skin. And look, it's just good common sense that if Swan is that pure, that mild, well, you just can't get a finer soap for your own complexion now, can you? Think it over. I'm sure straight thinking will lead you to Swan, the new white floating soap. Well, here again are George and Gracie.
Ladies and gentlemen, our Navy has a tremendous job ahead of it, and we women should be proud that we've been given a chance to do our share. The need for wave recruits is urgent. Every girl who is eligible and who is not now working in a war plant should talk about the waves with a Navy recruiting officer. Or she can write to Waves, Washington, D.C., and ask for a free illustrated booklet, The Story of You in Navy Blue. Do it now, without delay. Good night.
Good night, all. Remember George Burns and Gracie Allen, CBS, next Tuesday night. Now, till next week, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I swan, how about you? Good night.